From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, President Obama calls for tougher fuel emission standards. Many environmentalists are thrilled, but what does the auto industry have to say? We'll hear from Detroit in just a few minutes.
First, the impeachment trial of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is happening today. Without him, he's not in Springfield, Illinois. He's in New York for a round of television interviews. Here he is on The View this morning.
Can a legislature take out a governor elected by the people two times without giving that governor a chance to confront witnesses, bring witnesses in, and prove his innocence? That's what they're doing in Illinois, and that's why I'm here in New York, because this is much bigger than me or Illinois.
Rob Wildebor of Chicago Public Radio is here now, and so you're monitoring the trial. What's happened so far?
It's been a less than exciting day in terms of the trial itself. We've got lots going on, but the trial itself was fairly mundane. It's only been the House prosecutor basically introduced what they plan to do over the next week.
Okay, so let's get back to the juicy parts, and that's the governor actually appearing on all these television shows. What is he saying?
Well, he continues to make his case that he's innocent. He said a number of things over the last 3-4 days to explain what's been going on here. He said that legislators are rushing to impeach him because they want to pass a tax increase. He's also kind of painted himself as kind of the last person to stand up for the rights of the citizens of Illinois. He used the term a political industrial complex, you know, kind of does what it wants and makes money and gets deals and basically abuses the people of Illinois. And he's kind of saying, hey, all these people, all these political forces are joining up against me, and I'm like the only thing that stands in between, you know, the citizens of Illinois and this vast political industrial complex.
I know he kind of likened himself to Gandhi and Dr. Martin Luther King.
Several people. He also, last week, he said, in terms of for his family, that his arrest and the last month and a half have been kind of like Pearl Harbor. So he's been making a lot of rather grand analogies.
And surprising statements. I heard today on Good Morning America that he actually considered Oprah as a possible Senate pick.
That's what he says. And this kind of all fits into, I think, the strategy that he's using. He basically also admitted this morning that, some of these tapes are accurate, and some of the salty language he used, he learned that in his, working class neighborhood growing up. And so in defending, one of the more notorious quotes, he says, I've got this thing and it's blank, expletive golden, and I'm not just going to take nothing for it. We're going to get something for it. And, he's been explaining that quote, and basically the explanation there is, hey, I was trying, I had this thing and I wanted to get the most for the people of Illinois. And, that's where Oprah kind of comes in there, because, Oprah, he says, is very well known and would be able to use her fame to do the work of the people of Illinois. And as a freshman senator, she'd have a little more pull in the Senate than most freshmen.
So he didn't actually ask her, did he?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So if the Senate there in Illinois votes to impeach him, which it looks likely that they'll do, what happens next?
Yeah, even the governor himself says he expects to be impeached very shortly. As soon as that happens and they vote to remove him from office, he is no longer the governor, and then the lieutenant governor becomes the acting governor, of course, until he's sworn in. And the Senate president here in Illinois, John Cullerton, said this morning that he would expect Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn to be sworn in very shortly after the proceedings wrap up.
That's Rob Wildebor of Chicago Public Radio, who's covering the impeachment trial of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Rob, thank you.
Thanks.